The proceedings of this meeting will be taken and made publicly available on the website. Those in attendance should refrain from making any defamatory statements.
Let us acknowledge the Wiradjuri people, their elders past and present, the traditional custodians of the land we now share. Let us be inspired by the resilience, innovation and perseverance of past generations. Let us honour those who protect this great land. May you draw strength from your God or faith, so that we may here today, on behalf of our community, build a vibrant future together. Any apologies, applications for leave or absence by councillors?
No, Mr. Mayor. All present.
Okay. 3.0, confirmation of the minutes. Can I have a mover?
Yeah.
Councillor Weiss, Councillor Crowe. Any corrections, councillors? No corrections? Okay, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Okay, I'll move on to 4.0. Disclosures of interest. Are there any disclosures of interest this evening, councillors? No? Okay, we'll move on. 5.0, presentations of public forum. We've got a presentation by Joanne Woods from Anna Branch Creative. Welcome, Joanne.
Thank you. I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to this because it's something that really it's really passionate to me, and I hope it resonates with everyone here. This is my artwork, and it's a picture of West Wyalong Main Street. And I've converted the artwork into a tea towel, which represents West Wyalong. And I'll get to that as I go. Returning here, for me, has been a fabulous experience because it's been the place of seeding this idea. Years ago, when I used to be on a farm between Tamora and West Wyalong at Farm Edmund, I used to love to come up to West Wyalong. It was just a place that I just escaped to. And I spent a lot of time at Tom Dick's, Tom Dick and Harry's. I call it Tom Dick's as an affectionate term. And I'd often come up here and read and just have coffee and just relax. And, you know, I just love the atmosphere, and it's a great place to be. And being an artist, I got absolutely fascinated with the shapes that I could see out of the window when I used to sit on that, you know, up on the stools. And I could see the shapes of the West Wyalong buildings, and it was fascinating the way the street was on a bend and things just weren't, you know, straight and normal. It just fascinated me. And the shapes and the lines, the sense of perspective, you know, the sense of history that's actually represented in your main street, used to be my main street, is really amazing. And I called my business Anna Branch Creative because an Anna Branch is a stream that leaves a river and then re-enters it further along its course. And for me, in a sense, that's what's happened with my business. I've left, you know, it's a metaphorical journey, it can be a physical journey, but I've left this place and come back really appreciating it for what it is. I decided a long time ago, when I used to sit at Tom Dick's, that rural Australia needed a visual voice. And that was 10 years ago. And this year, all the ducks lined up for me, and I actually had my first run of linen tea towels printed. And I'm really, really proud to say that I've engaged the printing of by Rodriguez in Melbourne, and they are a third generation Australian company that sources linen from Poland. And the only reason we don't have the linen from Australia, it's not produced here, otherwise I would have sourced Australian linen. And they've manufactured, they've taken my design, I've sent it down electronically, they've manufactured it, and I've got this first run on the ground. There was no point in coming to talk to anybody about my product unless I had something on the ground, so I've taken the liberty to do West Wyalong, and I think that's captured West Wyalong really well. I've done Tamora, which is also a place of my belonging, and Albury, which is where I live now. So I've got these products to show you, and also part of my folio. It was really interesting that I've had orders from people who for this product in Sydney, and I don't know whether anybody remembers, but there used to be a sort of like a Retrovision business owned by the Scott family.
Scott.
Yep. And his son Graham actually ordered some tea towels, and in one of my trips to Sydney, I was really, really excited about going delivering those, and they're actually presents for their family. So, you know, it's a great privilege for me to be able to ignite a sense of nostalgia, a sense of, to suggest, a place of origin and home amongst people with my drawings. With my visual voice that I'm trying to achieve, I guess it goes along with the silo imagery that we're starting to see a lot of, but it's taken a little bit of a different turn. It's more specific because on my product I have West Wyalong and the postcode, and so it's unmistakably of the area. I also, in drawing these, I have a thirst for knowledge now to actually get to know a bit more about the architects who design buildings in West Wyalong, and find out about the building materials and that is used and where they came from, because all this is just endemic of our history. And I think it's interesting that all country towns have structures that pertain to many styles of architecture depending on the construction and the time that they were built. And I think this needs to be recognised. As far back as I can remember, I've always been fascinated by architecture and the built environment. And I can remember as a little kid, growing up in Tamora, I was sitting in I think it was Seamoss Cafe, and I could see the old Empire Hotel being demolished. And I think I might have been about 5 at the time. And I can remember feeling totally distressed because this magnificent building was demolished, and what have they put there? A service station. Fast forward it to now, nobody would have a hope in hell of demolishing that building.
No.
Thank God we've learned something. And the uniqueness of a main street like West Wyalong, I think, needs to be celebrated. I think now, there seems to be a deep patriotism growing in rural Australia, and there probably always was a deep patriotism, but I think now, with our current environment, Australians will probably use this as a time to rediscover their roots of origin or that of their ancestors. And because instead of spending your $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 going overseas, I think a lot of people will venture across the Great Divide. And I think we need to do that as a nation to really celebrate what we have. The built environment is beautiful, and perhaps we need to look at these spaces as they do abroad and repurpose them into places such as residence and community precincts, because we have these amazing architectural structures right on our doorstep, and often they go to wreck and ruin inside, wreck and ruin outside, and I think we should be doing our damnedest to actually preserve them. And I can honestly say to you, if ever I came back to live in West Wyalong, I wouldn't be buying a house out there. I'd be buying something in the main street as a space in which to live, because I think it's a great spot, great spot to be.
We've got one for you.
Okay. Talk to me later. Protecting and preserving heritage is so very important. Anna Branch Creative is meant to be a celebration of both rural Australia and ourselves, remembering our childhood and adulthood and what is beyond. This, as I said, it's an all-Australian product on Polish linen, and I aim to support individual towns such as West Wyalong in promoting their tourism, because finally, to me, there didn't seem to be anything that represented places quite so specifically. I mean, with respect, we can go and buy greenstone from Tamora, or we can probably buy some mallee from here, and that's great, but having something that's so specific, and it actually becomes an artwork on a tea towel. This is a limited edition. There are only 300 of these produced, and when they've sold, there won't be any more reprinted. If there's a need or an enthusiasm, I'll come back and I'll draw another section of West Wyalong so that it can be printed, but it will be different. So depending on the sales of these, you know, I may come back, and I would love to come back and draw something, you know, West Wyalong in another perspective. What I've done with my work, I've tried to make it, and I'll show you it when I finish this speech, I've tried to make this into a recognisable genre. It's a contemporary drawing suggesting the present, and it's also got a sepia wash suggesting the past, which is a bit of a juxtaposition, which is something that I wanted to, you know, that was my message to people. You know, we've got this fabulous asset now, but we need to celebrate the past. The fonts are all the same. I'll show you West Wyalong Tea Towel in a minute. And the postcode is actually printed on it. Interestingly enough, people in Albury are really getting to know about it, and I've sold a lot in Albury, and quite a few people have framed them because they look stunning on their walls. And which this adds to its versatility. My business at the moment is in its infancy, and I had to get these on the ground so that you could actually see the quality of the product, and I just see that they're absolutely lovely gifts for people. You know, if you've got family that have gone overseas, don't live here anymore, they're great things for to give as gifts. And I do know from a couple of real estate agents in Albury that a bottle of wine looks pretty cool wrapped up in it. And really, all jokes aside, I'm really, really excited about this, because it's meant to be just a true celebration of place.
Thank you.
That's lovely.
Thank you. Can we have a
little? Do you want me to show you my folio?
Where do you buy them?
Oh, that's the other thing too. I also want to support a local business in town, and I'm taking them down to Tom Dick's tomorrow. And they're $30 each,
yeah.
Which is a really good price. I don't know. Do you want to see the tea towel from West Wyalong? Sorry, just bear with me for a tick. Because I've packaged them all up. I shouldn't have done that, should I? Never mind. Repackage them later. This one's West Wyalong. Can I?
Yes.
Do you mind?
No, it's great.
So that's Rodriguez.
Oh,
that's
lovely.
You can feel it.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful linen.
Yeah.
It's
That's gorgeous.
So that's my drawing onto the tea towel.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Wow. Terrific.
Very nice.
Good.
And I'd really love to see everybody, you know, support it.
Oh, I will.
Yeah.
Good for Christmas.
Exactly. And bottles of wine. And this one is... This is Tamora. What, you don't like Tamora?
No.
I think Liz will purchase that one.
No, it doesn't appear as good as...
It doesn't look as good.
It's done from a different perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it also makes people actually really look at their space and shape of what's actually around them. So that's iconic Tamora.
They're beautiful towels.
They're lovely.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I really appreciate that. And then this one is Aubrey. And I'm about to attack the farmers markets with Aubrey. Oh, the other thing too is I won't have West Wylong sold anywhere but West Wylong.
Oh, good.
It's not going anywhere. It's here. And that's part of my deal. Tamora will only be sold in Tamora. Aubrey's only sold in Aubrey, so it's your own signature.
Mm-hmm.
This one's Orbs.
Oh, right. I had no
Aubrey.
No.
That's a train station.
Oh, okay.
It's really iconic because it's where the...
Oh, she is.
Yeah, it's where people used to change with the different gauges. So it's quite big. And then...
That's where they all get over the border.
That's right. Can't do that.
That's in New South Wales. You've got to go one three gauges over the border.
These are the... Like, I wanted it all to be a recognisable genre, so that's West Wylong. And you've seen all over. Sorry about that. And Tamora. So this all just become... I send it down and they print it. This one's Chilton in Victoria.
Oh, wow.
That's
nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
Under the veranda. This one is Rutherglen.
Oh, that's good. Mm. That'd be good for a bag of birds.
And this one's Beechworth.
Oh, that's
good.
Beautiful. I just wanted to let you know that that's what I'm doing, and sorry about that. And I hope you patronise it. Not specifically for me, but for the business that it's going to support, and for you people in your tourism.
Okay,
thank you.
That's beautiful. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks very much, Joanne, for your presentation. For including our Shire in your plan. It's terrific. Thank you.
Oh, Trevor's dead.
Could I just make a comment? I'd say if ever you chose to move back to West Wylong, we would love to have you.
Yeah.
Oh, serious?
Very, very nice.
Oh, I love West Wylong.
You are. It's easy to love.
It is. It's a beautiful
people. I feel sorry for
the
people at
Moore, actually. Thanks very much.
They've got a very good value there.
Yeah, very good value there.
24/7.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Thank you very much. Okay, we might move on. 6.0. Well, I never have a mayoral minute, but I'm going to have a mayoral minute tonight. And it's really just to thank you all, thank the staff and thank the councillors for the last 2 years. It's been a pleasure to be the mayor, and that only comes from cooperation from the councillors and the staff. So thank you very, very much. That's enough from me. And we'll move on to 7.0, the reports of committees. So we've got... RFS there?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the last time they had a meeting.
All right. 1st of July. Councillor Baker, do you want to, is there anything there that we should know about in particular from the RFS?
Not probably recorded.
Well, I cancelled the last meeting anyway. We had Iran staff and Will, I think, there. But there is some disturbing facts coming out of this Royal Commission that had into the fire. Of all the recommendations they're bringing out, state government seem to think that they're going to go through with. And that includes ensuring all rural fire service members.
Okay.
Ensuring.
Ensuring, yes.
What sort of cost is that going to?
Well, where I'm looking at now through our budget, which probably cost, it's costing us close to $500,000 now.
Wow.
Who knows? Yeah. I'm sorry.
I'm surprised they didn't have that already.
No.
That's for the personnel and the equipment.
Yep. No, the equipment's ours. They buy it and like the sheds and the equipment and hand board it off to us.
And you have to, did your local barber boat have to insure it? Did your local fire area?
If you go along by fire as a volunteer and you get hurt, you'll be under the same workers' comp situation as where it was going to cost us $88,000 for the permanent staff. Like the town, the guide, and the fellows in Demora.
Well,
when you start thinking about having the barber.
I'm really surprised that the volunteers haven't been covered up till now. I think that's.
If they get injured, they get a little bit, but now they're going to be fully
covered.
So we'll just have to wait and see. Things cost. Yeah. Other than that, I really don't know. The only thing that next week they'll declare the fire season, whenever that is.
Don't be a bad one.
So that's about the only thing I think it really will come out of the meeting on the 23rd.
Thanks, Bruce.
How is the change in the to the zone or the zone offices or area offices, and we're under Albury now.
Albury,
how does that look like
going
to affect us at all?
Until we have a major fire, no one knows, Tony, because we're going to be run from Albury.
That's what I mean.
And the whole district goes all the way to the south Australian border.
So where's the northern limit of?
Well,
we are.
Yes. Full stop.
It's not good, is it?
Well, we were at Cowra, up here, which had made sense. But now they've shifted the headquarters to Albury, and it includes all the Riverina. It's, who knows?
Mm. Okay, thanks, Bruce.
It is good to see that they're addressing that. The hazard reduction, well, they're doing reports. That's a start.
Yeah.
Well, it's good.
Normal people in the
news
and suburbs are not sure I complain about it.
Our major problem will be out west this year. The stuff that's out there, the fire starts out there with a wind behind it, it'll burn thousands of acres before anyone will get anywhere near it.
Do you think it'll be as bad as last year?
Out west will,
yeah.
Like the scratch that high.
Yeah,
like a, we get a storm and a wind. When you're 20,000 acre paddock, try to stop it.
Yeah.
You're not going to stop it.
That's true.
Yeah. Very good. Okay, we'll move on. Now, the CM says we haven't got any minutes yet. There wasn't a great deal to come up with meeting anyway. They did have a spill. In the main street of a non-toxic chemical, and they handled it very well and let us know what was going on. The Evolution had a bit of a spill in the main street, and they rang us and let us know. It was a non-toxic spill, just a couple of drums fell off the back of a truck, but they handled it very well, so it was good to see. We'll move on to Goldfields Water. Liz?
Well, I missed that meeting because I was in the hospital, but I rang the general manager, and there was nothing. Well, you asked questions, and I got back about that, but there was nothing.
It is. So it is good to see that they've actually got us listed here as a an action item to address the water pressure. The interesting to know where they plan to put the parallel line and the tower, the standpipe or tower. Be interesting to see the drawing.
Well, standpipe's up at Boundary Street now.
But they're talking about $4.5 million.
I know, but that's a big one. They've got to get funded.
Yeah, but then again, they've got $34 million in there under infrastructure replacement. So.
Yeah, but
that's why they charge us so much of water to start with.
It's a very big area to cover.
Boost pressure in town? Are they going to put a booster pump up?
No, it's an $8 million upgrade of pipes and everything because it's extended out. It was done nearly 80 years ago and it's outgrown and it's useful.
Yeah.
Existing trunk renewal, $4.2 million. And then there's another one.
That's
8 kilometre
pipeline,
transfer pump, terminal reservoir, and a new standpipe reservoir. That's what I was asking.
Yeah.
Refer to attached diagram, which is not attached. So it'd be good to see.
They're going to come and speak to us about it anyway.
Okay, very good.
The problem we've got is the fact that I know it's in their 10-year program, but the fact is that. You know, with what we're looking at with development over the next two or three years, which we're talking about, a 10-year program's not going to address the issue. I believe that we should be lobbying hard to, in actual fact, get this brought forward.
We can only get it brought forward if we're going with the two councils and the Golden Hills are going to lobby the government for more money for this upgrade because they do not have the money to do it on the size that it has to be done.
I'm not saying they have it, but I just believe that I'm not worried about the current situation.
Yeah.
I'm worried about what the future is, and we should be lobbying as hard as we can to, in actual fact, get this brought forward.
Yeah, exactly.
We will be getting it brought forward, but only when we get the money.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
what's this?
They're looking for the money fast.
Yeah, they are.
Mm.
Well, the money's coming from the state government, probably, and I think they're, if anything, they're tightening their belts at the moment. I think
that's exactly the problem.
It's going to be an issue. Okay, we'll move on to the new highway task force. I think we got over those minutes at the last meeting, didn't we, Councillor Law?
I gave a verbal report.
I think so.
This is effectively the minutes of that meeting.
Mm-hmm. Any questions, councillors, for Councillor Law?
Flood immunity is not. This is a slow burn. But it's finally going to happen.
It's happening this quarter, yeah.
It is.
And as you can see, I basically insisted they start talking to farmers and consult.
Yeah, as to where they need it. Because they're not going to start until they know what they're doing. They've got to get the research done.
Well, the thing is, the money's got to be spent in this term of government, so that's effectively why we're still having 18 months into it.
Okay, there's no further questions. We'll move on to the New South Wales Association of Mining and Energy Related Councils.
Before you finish it, with regard to the Newell Highway, I'm not sure whether the General Manager has been approached in that, but with regard to the Promotions Committee and the Tourism, Kelly Hendry at Parks Council is taking a lead role, and I believe we should be involved with that.
Okay, yeah, I did receive a letter from Ken Keith, and I'll be participating in that
specifically
next week.
Okay, very good. So we'll move on to the New South Wales Association of Mining and Energy. So, Lizzie, Councillor
Okay, Lizzie. Well, I've been talking to Ray about this, and he's having you about the cutback in our rate money and whatever. There is action, they're trying to do something about this.
So they participated in the lobbying?
Of course they would. Yeah,
okay,
So is they going to put a submission in?
Absolutely. That's their job.
Yeah.
And you've been talking to Greg Lamont, haven't you, the General Manager? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So are we going to compensate for any drop in mining rates with a VPA? Has this been addressed?
Yeah, we'll all have to look.
We'll have to.
Just,
something the council would have to discuss.
Yeah, we've
got to look at our options. Yeah.
If we put in a, look at our options so that we can compensate, because there's a lot, $700,000 is a lot to make up. You can't ask them to maintain a road for $700,000 a year.
No, that's right.
But it is an OBN, is it? I mean, it is.
No, this is just round one.
This is why we need to prepare.
We need that VGA anyway. Where do we get them?
That's right.
That's a separate issue.
So we'll move on to Rurong, 27th of August. So the minutes are there.
You know, the question with regard to the others, when Lockhart Council and questioned the need to run the two organisations, what was the response to that particular question, Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, the Mayor was an apology for that meeting, but the other member councils felt that it was still necessary to run the two. If Rerock folds, then we lose that opportunity. The way it's been set up with the resource sharing and everything else that Rerock's been successful in, if that folds, we're just left with the JO, which certainly it has a different sort of concept and philosophy, the JO, as compared to Rerock.
What's the cost, therefore, of the two organisations together?
It's in my report later on. If you want to discuss it, there's no.
There's no cost yet, is there?
The cost will be the same as this year.
It'll be the same. Yeah, very similar to what it's been.
Yeah.
They've basically forced us into this position, haven't they? Really?
Well, the state government
forced us into this position. We wanted to move on, but they forced us to maintain the status quo for the time being.
We're only delaying staying in there because they've made an offer of some grants or
that's
money,
right.
You know. They haven't actually given us any.
COVID-19 funding.
They're just saying we won't get any funding if we're not in there. They may very well have nothing to give us.
No, they've guaranteed payment of the emergency service levy.
Right, that was one thing, yeah.
For this financial period, yeah. But councils who are members of joint organisations have to remain members of joint organisations for 2 years. And the intent was to fold the JO, but if we do, we lose
the
emergency services levy is national fact only for 1 year financial year from that, not for the period of the two they require as a member.
That's correct.
So the full implication and implementation of the JO won't happen until after the next council election.
No, well, the JO's in place. Now, what we're asking, or what this council's being asked, along with the other members, is to remain members of Rerock and the joint organisation until the end of the financial period 2022. Then we would be looking to fold the joint organisation. One organisation.
So that's after the next council election?
Yes, yeah.
So then we'll go back to
Rerock. Yeah, but they were talking about a company guarantee.
By limited guarantee.
Yeah.
But there's no guarantee of that occurring. It's got to seek approval.
That's correct.
So, I mean, effectively, the government can still say, no, you're in a JO and that's it.
They could, yeah.
So that's the fact. It is only at this stage of proposal.
Yeah, exactly.
Has that been submitted, that proposal, to them?
To the government?
Yeah.
Yeah, it has. And
oh, okay.
It's
we're waiting for a response.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I have a mover to adopt those reports?
Sorry, the COVID-19 package that they offered, what was that totally consists of? I know it was the emergency services levy, but was anything else at all or not?
It was like a job seeker contribution if any council staff were stood down, but fortunately for Blanshire, we had no staff that had to be stood down, except one casual in the library. Otherwise we would have been entitled to some sort of reimbursement.
So for us, it's only the ELS.
So, yeah.
It's only the ELS. Okay.
So, as I said, with regard to that, so... effectively during this period, then the JO fees are zero still, or we have to make a contribution to the JO now as well?
Yeah, you make a contribution to the JO, but it's sort of half and half, half to ReRock and half to the JO to keep both of them.
We've been doing this, we're maintaining the status quo, Councillor Lord.
Yeah, the status quo for the next 2 years.
That's fine.
We're maintaining the status quo. So I can, Councillor Baker, you move that we adopt those reports. Can I have a seconder?
Yeah.
Councillor Keatley. All those in favour?
No.
Clear it, carried. Okay, now. So, we move on to 8.0, reports to council. Section 1, the Office of the General Manager. 8.1, election of the Mayor, September 2020. I'll hand over to the General Manager.
Well, you need to go through those recommendations.
Okay, all right. So, do you want to run through it?
Yeah.
Okay, there's a recommendation there. One, that the council note the report on the procedure for the election of mayor.
I think you should get a mover and seconder
for that. Okay, could I have a mover for this, please?
Yeah.
Councillor Keatley, seconder. Councillor Baker. One, that the council note the report on the procedure for the election of the mayor. Two, that the election of mayor be held this meeting. Three, that in the event of a contested election, that the council determine whether the voting is to be open voting, ordinary ballot, or preferential ballot. Four, that the General Manager be appointed returning officer for the purpose of this election. And five, that at the conclusion of the election, any ballot papers be destroyed.
Okay, so
I'll put the motion if there's no objections.
Yeah, I just for the sake of consistency, I still object to having one person with no accountability as the returning officer. Now, if the candidates for the mayor both agree that that's okay, that's fine by them, but I don't... there's no accountability in that system if it's a secret ballot. Open voting, no problem.
Well, we've got,
well, I've said that for the last two elections,
I
so...
I haven't got any problem with it.
So what do you want to do? I leave the motion as it is.
Well, do you need
under those circumstances, do we have to break those recommendations down to a certain point?
Well, would you like to do that? We can go through them one by one if you'd like to. Or you have
item three is that we determine whether it's open voting, ordinary ballot, or preferential ballot.
Yeah.
So we do have to do them individually.
You do have to do them individually, in which case number four would be void.
Okay, we'll run through them one by one. Okay, so that the council note the report on the procedure for election of the mayor. Councillor Baker. Councillor English, all those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Item two, that the election of the mayor be held at this meeting. Can I have a mover? Councillor Keatley. Councillor Crowe, all those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Three, that in the event of a contested election, that the council determine whether voting is to be open voting, ordinary ballot, or preferential ballot. Can I have a mover?
I'll move it.
Councillor McLean, a seconder. Mm-hmm. Councillor Keatley.
Yeah, what are you moving?
Moving into discussion. Is
all
that
right, I'll move ordinary ballot.
Yeah, I second that.
Well, I'd leave open voting.
Okay, open voting. You've got a seconder for open voting.
I moved ordinary, and that's got to be voted on first.
Well, that's an amendment then.
Okay.
So we got a seconder for Councillor Thomas's motion.
Yeah, I'll second it.
Okay, Councillor Innes will second it. All right, I'll put the motion.
I'll put
the amendment. All those in favour?
Open voting.
Open voting.
Yeah.
Mm. Three, four. All those against? Okay, I declare it lost. So now we go to the original.
Put the motion
again. Okay, for open voting, ordinary ballot. Okay, put the motion for ordinary ballot.
I'll move it.
You'll move it?
Okay.
Second to Councillor Keatley.
Yeah.
Move Councillor McGuinn. So we'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Okay.
Do you want to
count?
Against.
Okay, Councillor Thomas, Councillor English, Councillor Keatley and Councillor Wise.
That was four.
No, that's against.
Sorry,
Councillors against. Councillors against the motion. Councillor Thomas, Councillor English, and Councillor Wise. Okay. So I declare that carried. Four, that the general manager be appointed returning officer for the purpose of this election. I have
I'll
a mover.
Yeah. I'll move it.
Councillor McGlynn, Councillor Baker, all those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. They're carried. Against, Councillor Thomas. 5, that at the conclusion of the election, any ballot papers be destroyed. Can I have a mover? Councillor Baker, seconded Councillor Keatley. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Declare it carried.
Okay, now I'll
take over.
The election of mayor, I'll call for nominations. At this stage, I have one written nomination for Ryan Monaghan. And a second nomination for Councillor Lord. As there's two nominations, it'll be an ordinary ballot and we'll distribute the ballot papers. Just give us a couple of minutes.
Or vacating of the sentence.
Yes.
Well, at least it shouldn't be a draw. We've got an odd number. Right?
Yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
good.
Unless there's an invalid vote.
It's a fella next to me, I think.
Still in candidates address the council?
Sorry?
Do the candidates address the council?
If the councillors wish.
We have a...
That's very well known to us. Yeah. It doesn't fit. Of course, they've got a bigger bit of paper than anyone else.
Question of my integrity, I'll ask Julie to scrutinise the county.
It wouldn't matter if it was anybody, it should be two people, yeah. Thank you.
say, on a count of 6-3, I declare Brian Monaghan re-elected as mayor.
Thank you very much, councillors. You've been very kind. I hope I live up to your expectations. Election of a deputy mayor, September 2020. There's a recommendation again. I suppose we run through these one by one. Okay. So recommendation one. I need a mover that the deputy mayor be elected at this meeting.
Okay.
Councillor Keeley, Councillor Wise. All those in favour?
Aye.
All right. I declare it carried. Two, the deputy mayor be elected for the mayoral term. I need a mover. Councillor Baker, Councillor English. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Three, that in the event of a contested election, that the council determines whether voting is to be open voting, ordinary ballot, or preferential ballot. I need a mover.
Yeah,
Councillor Baker.
Ballot. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Councillor
ordinary
Baker.
Ballot. Sorry.
Yeah, we've
ordinary
already,
ballot.
Already been through it.
Well, I've been through it, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
And be ordinary.
Three, that the election, that the general manager be appointed returning officer for the purpose of this election. Can I have a mover? Councillor Keatley, Councillor Baker, all those in favour?
State of consistency against.
Right, okay. Four, that at the conclusion of the election, any ballot papers be destroyed. Can I have a mover?
Yep.
Councillor English, Councillor Keatley, all those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried.
So I'll hand over to Mr. Kate. Thank you. I'll call for nominations for the position of Deputy Mayor. I have one written nomination for Councillor McGlynn. Call for any other nominations?
Can I nominate Councillor Wise?
And that'll be done at this stage.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Stop to consider.
Do you accept
that.
The nomination?
Yes.
Is it too late to nominate
someone? No, she should be able to nominate someone else.
Mm-hmm. Could I nominate Councillor Crowe?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Can we get a nomination? Are you happy to accept Councillor Crowe?
Yeah, I'm happy to accept that.
How about we all let her go ahead?
What are we doing?
All the names in a hand.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, he may.
Should we give them a 2 minute?
Give them the option.
2 minute each.
Would you like to speak, the candidates?
Mayor didn't bother, so I don't think we will.
I want to hear what you've got planned for.
Can I just explain? If the three candidates get three votes each, which is possible, given nine, I have to put the three names in a box or a hat.
And draw one out.
But you have to determine before I draw the name out, is the first name out eliminated or is the last name out eliminated? One will be eliminated and then we re-vote for the remaining two.
That's right.
Oh, okay. That's if there's three. What if there's two with the same
number?
Kerry said if two people get the same.
There could be two fours and a one.
Yeah.
Two's one.
Yeah. But if there's five, then that's it.
Oh, yeah. I should have went in it, I at least would have got one vote.
On a majority count of four, I declare Councillor McGlynn re-elected Deputy Mayor.
That's not an absolute majority. The lowest number should be eliminated if it's by ordinary ballot, and then there's another round.
Well, you've got 4-3-2.
That's five. So five is not an absolute majority. Five's an absolute majority. Effectively, you must eliminate, because it's by ordinary ballot, the lowest number would be eliminated and there'll be another ballot of the remaining two candidates because it wasn't preferential voting.
That's the definition of
that's the way you did. That's the way you did that. Explain it. But
If it was preferential voting, we would have to put number two there, but as a result, wasn't first per pass the post.
I thought ordinary was first past the post.
I would object to that, but anyway.
What's the
ordinary ballot? Normally first past the post.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought, ordinary ballot is not first past the post, but anyway.
Why?
Somebody should know the
somebody
answer to this
decision.
Yeah, no. I believe ordinary ballots first past the post.
I think you ought to read section 7 in the mayoral papers.
There are three or more candidates, and one is the lowest number of votes to be excluded.
Really?
Three or more, then
the
remainder third of vote is taken on those candidates.
Okay, Councillor Wise is eliminated, and we'll go back to the count with Councillor McGlynn and Councillor Crowe.
We'll just have to prepare another ballot paper. It is correct, though, what Councillor
Lord
states.
Right.
Show of hands would have been great. But we don't do that. Nothing open, nothing clear. Better shut up at all on
an election. If you won vote in front, then you win.
Well, section 7 explains it.
I'm moving that.
Section 7 counts for three or more candidates. I didn't read it in detail for the first time because I wasn't expecting more than two. It's a sort of learning curve.
Put the tension
aside.
They need you.
They love me, even though they throw rocks at me. They do love me. They're angry.
Oh,
dear
God.
Oh,
that's
serious.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
They get a little rocks.
Oh, because when I got my eyes out there, they told me to.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't try to cross.
Okay, good. As if I needed it. You know? I'll have to declare that. I will do it just for the hell of it one day.
I'll be
out there.
Then be looking at me. Wait.
Honey, Carol.
Well,
opportunity.
I hope it's already. I haven't had one of those since I was a kid, you know. You wouldn't go that far.
That's the next thing. We haven't dropped in
They should be numbered. Yeah.
Very well done.
Count of 5 votes to 4, I declare Councillor Rodney Crowe elected Deputy Mayor of Collingwood.
I would like to congratulate Councillor Crowe, and I'm sure he will do a magnificent job. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's very good.
I'd just like to thank Councillor Elizabeth Lynn for the job she's done over the last 2 years for me. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And congratulations, Rodney, on your new role. Look forward to working with you.
Thank you again for my hand. Oh, man, my hand, sorry.
So So we'll move on to 8.3, disclosure of interest returns. There's a recommendation there. The council has noted the disclosure of interest return requirements and accept the disclosure of interest register as tabled. Can I have a mover?
Yeah.
Councillor Crowe, seconded. Councillor Thomas. I don't think there's any discussion, is there, councillors?
Well, I'm not sure I've put in that many bits of paper. I'm not sure whether I've done them or not. I believe I have. But could you notify me if it's outstanding? Can we get notification if the...
I'm sure you will. Councillor Lord, seconded. Councillor Keatley, did I see you look up at me? Councillor Keatley. Okay, the recommendation is that council endorses the attached motion and accompanying notes concerning the IPART review into local government rating in New South Wales for submission to the Local Government New South Wales 2020 conference. I think it's essential that we put this in.
Yeah.
Any other discussion from councillors? Anyone like to speak to Councillor Lord?
I think it's self-explanatory. We've spoken to it enough, and I think we should be basically making sure all the other organisations such
as
ReRock and the JO and everything else put in the same submissions.
Councillor Keeley?
No, totally agree with Councillor Lord. I think we need to approach other...
Yeah, Mr Mayor, if you think our loss is significant, Blaney Council earns $4.5 million from their mining rate. So they're... reduction would be a couple of $1 million.
Which one? Sorry?
Blaney.
This is the most important one we've had for a long while.
Yeah, yeah. Broken Hill is $2.2 million income from mining. Cobar $1.7 million, and Parks is $1.4 million. So we're at the bottom.
We're at the bottom.
Of the scale.
We're
going to lose 700,000.
Protest about that.
So I know we'll have those councils, the support of those councils.
Okay, there's no further discussion. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Clear, carry. Okay. 8.5, review of the operations of ReRock and RibJo, September 2020. There's a recommendation there that...
I'd move it after I had all the information sorted out.
Okay, very good. Okay, so Councillor Lord's moving. Can I have a seconder?
Read the recommendation before we move it.
You want to read the recommendation?
Please. Yeah, before we move it.
Right. The recommendation that the given conditions attached to the COVID-19 stimulus package for local councils that Blanshire Council commit to continued membership of ReRock to the end of 2021-2022 financial period.
I'll move it.
Councillor Lord's moved it. You're seconded, Councillor McGlynn. Councillor Lord would like to speak to it.
I think, as I said, I've asked enough questions with regard to it. We've got enough detail on it. It's a common sense approach because it's effectively at this stage not going to cost us anything extra.
No.
Councillor McGlynn.
I think it's terribly important in case we end up, this is the one that's been more effective for us. The other is just another tier of government that. Without any, not enough thought was gone into it. I can't see the benefits for our council in the long run. It's just another layer of bureaucracy, and I hope that it doesn't survive.
Very good. Any further comments, councillors? No, if not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. We'll move on to 8.6, Southern Lights Project Update, September 2020. The recommendation being that Council receives and notes the information in this report and that the General Manager continue to update Council on the progress of this project. Can I have a mover?
Yeah.
Councillor Baker, seconded. Councillor Thomas. Councillor Baker, would you like to speak to it?
No, I'd like to hear the General Manager's thoughts.
Mr. General Manager?
Yeah. As far as I know, Essential Energy may have finished today. Installing 718 LED streetlights over the past week.
It's an excellent improvement. There's no doubt about that. The smart controllers apparently just take the the Lumitrol that's plugged on the bottom, which turns on and off the units. And that's a, what do you call a Wi-Fi or a communications module that goes on. But the $153,000 for something that of limited use, if we can get a further reduction, we've got a reduction of what, $75,000 a year on the less power consumption.
Yep.
The only real useful function of this thing is if it turns off certain lights in parks after hours or reduces the light on a full moon night so that we're using less power. That's fine, that's all good. But not unless we get compensated for it. We need to get some information back off and say, okay, if the light level's reduced by 50% because it's a full moon, we should be compensated. That should come off our power bill. Otherwise, we're paying $153,000 for nothing.
But wouldn't it come off automatically?
It's not, no. It's not each, they're not. The lights do dim,
yeah,
and they use less power, then they're not individually metered. Look into that, because that's a massive job to individually meter every light.
The whole area wouldn't be using as much energy, so you'd be cost
less. I know, but we will not be compensated for it unless it's, if there's some sort of... And that it's pointless having a network, you know, to tell you whether the light's off because it's out of action if it doesn't go anywhere and it doesn't get responded to. Like Essential Energy didn't. They had 100 lights out of 700 there at one stage. So who's going to maintain them?
Well, the engineer likes to speak to this.
What's been happening is the lights have been replaced, but LED lights. There's no smart controllers in them yet.
I know. That's the 153, and that's what I'm talking about.
But they're calling quotes for that. That's just an estimate. We're going to bring it back here to see how much it's going to cost us.
See what it's going to cost. Also, what it's going to give us, what sort of cost reduction. Otherwise, we might as well leave them on at full brightness all the time if they're not going to give us the further cost reduction.
We're not going to get cost reduction, leave it on full brightness.
And then we save ourselves 153.
Councillor Baker?
This has been extended to the villages as well.
Yes. Yes, Councillor Lloyd.
The question I ask is that we go on with the consultation process that was supposed to happen 5-6 months ago with regard to the decorative and night vision situation. Did they agree to do anything about that at all?
Mr. Chair.
That's effectively in their communication schedule, of which they've actually issued in the business papers.
See, Mr. Mayor, as far as I know, that the night vision one hasn't been looked at.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, a document by Essential Energy that they were to look at it.
This was the street lighting down the main street.
What it says on page 95.
That's the light vision system.
They're not decorative lights. Something needs to be done with the main street.
It says to review data and discuss the needs and issues around non-standard decorative night vision and street and agreed an action log.
Don't let lights and those are still bright.
Okay. So can we organise a meeting?
Hasn't happened yet.
Hasn't happened. Yeah.
Engineer.
But that's the night vision ones are those big bright lights that are in the parks.
Yeah, but I'm not saying that they haven't seen the plan.
Yeah,
as far as we know, that just changed the street lighting.
Yeah, that's all they've done.
Yeah, that's all they've done.
That's all they have done. Okay, there's no further discussion. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
All right, declare and carry. We'll move on to 8.7.
Yep.
Which is the RDA Riverina Country Change 2010-2021. There's a recommendation there. One, the council agrees to participate in the 2020-2021 Country Change campaign being coordinated by the Regional Development Australia Riverina. And two, that the cost of involvement in the campaign estimated at $8,500 be met from the current economic development budget for 2020-2021. Yeah.
Second, I have a mover.
Mover, Councillor Lord. Seconded, Councillor Thomas. Okay, discussion, councillors. Councillor Lord.
basically, I think it's something we should be participating in, particularly in this stage of post-COVID-19 issues, when people are going to be looking at different mechanisms of working. It's been proved that working from home and working by internet is a valuable exercise, and people can look at possibly moving out into these costs of low housing and whatever else. We just have to make and keep lobbying to make sure our internet speeds are up to standard, because that's probably going to be our biggest problem in this attraction. But at this stage, yes, I believe we should be looking and supporting as much as we can to get people out here, because we've got plenty of job opportunities, we've got cheaper accommodation, everything else.
Good.
Yep.
Councillor Thomas?
What he said.
Okay. If there's no further... any other council like to discuss the issue? No. There's no further discussion. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Okay, moving on to Section 2, Corporate and Community Services, 8.8, Finance and Investment Report for August 2020. I think there's another...
There was a question asked at the last council meeting about one of the receipts, the $1 million receipt.
Taken out of...
It was actually at one of the memo actually explains where that came from. Basically, at the moment, interest rates on investments are...
Oh,
so rather than reinvest it at an extremely low rate, I had a look at the rate for CUA and it was 0.8%.
0.8%
today's rate. So that was why that $1 million receipt was included in the report in August.
So it was redeemed and not reinvested.
It wasn't reinvested.
Right.
No.
Okay. Right.
And you'll note there's a few other investments that are coming due within this time.
Maturity.
So there may be others reported at the October meeting, just depending on what the available rates are.
So there's $10 million reinvested in this month as well.
I beg your pardon,
September,
sorry.
Less payments, Bank of Queensland. 6th of the 8th, 20th, there was another $2 million put in.
Yes, could have been reinvested.
Reinvested. Right. There was a question raised by Councillor Baker regarding a more detailed explanation of the expenses.
We are still... Councillor Baker has actually met with the Manager of Customer and Financial Services, and she is actually working with the software company, Technology One, to develop a report that could meet the requirements. Obviously, at this particular time of the year,
But it's still in progress.
It's still in progress. She's just trying to get all the audit.
Yeah. Is there an estimated completion time?
There's been a few drafts done, so I'm just not sure. I would hope that it would be within a couple of coming months, but I will check and advise councillors by email tomorrow.
Okay, thank you. Very good. Well, we'll put the recommendation, I'll read the recommendation and I'll ask for a move in a second. One, that council receive and note the information contained within the finance and investment report for the month of August 2020, and two, that the council confirms the payment of accounts for the period 1 August to 31st of August 2020. Summarising the accounts summary totalling $4,027,135.34. Can I have a mover? Mover, Councillor Baker, seconder, Councillor Thomas. Okay, any further discussions? Questions, councillors?
It adds up to the information.
Very good. Okay.
Information.
Nice when it adds up. Okay, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Chair, it carries. Okay, move on to 8.9, endorsement of Blanshire Council corporate policies. It's a recommendation that Blanshire Council 1 endorses the following policies: customer service charter, complaints handling policy, dealing with unreasonable complaints policy, confidentiality policy, and 2, place the policies on public exhibition for a period of 28 days for community feedback with comments received up until the 30th of October 2020. 3, should there be no further comment from the community on the exhibited documents, formally adopt and implement the exhibited policies across Banshire Council. Can I have a mover?
I'll move.
Councillor McGlynn, go a seconder. Councillor Baker. Discussion. Councillor McGlynn.
I think it's a very well thought out policy. I went through it and I believe that we handled this quite well, actually. You're always going to get complaints, and everything that's set out here we have handled in the past, I think, quite adequately, and we will continue to do so. And the confidentiality policy, especially with the recent one we've been talking about, the financial implications of it, I think it's been, I appreciate what you're doing. So I think it's a great policy.
Very good. Councillor Baker.
Well, all I can honestly say is that any time I've had question or, you know, or, well, it's not really a complaint, but if you come to the office here and meet the relevant employee, staff member, and it's quite easy.
Very good.
I had reason during the week to come in with somebody, and it was handled, I couldn't have called it, it was handled perfectly.
Thank you very much. That's great to hear, Councillor
McGlynn. Councillor Thomas. Yeah, I make a habit of asking the person that's complaining to first complain directly to the council, because we shouldn't have to be involved unless there's an unsatisfactory response, which quite frankly there's not too often, except for mine, of course. But one thing they do mention is there's no unique number given to a complaint, because I said, well, the first thing you do is ask for a service request number or a specific number to your complaint and a date. Because when you come back, if you're not happy with the response, I need to know a number and a date, and preferably who you complain to.
Track it.
Before, yeah, a tracking number. And I can't see that anywhere in the policy, and I'm suggesting it may be a good idea.
Mr. Gentleman.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. We are actually in the process of reviewing the way customer requests, which is what over-the-counter, over-the-phone contact is called, how they're actually tracked, so we should be able to generate a number and provide that to the person contacting.
Just makes it people happy, secure,
yes,
and the knowledge that they've got a number.
Yes, that is absolutely true. And because the system set up there, we're in the process of reviewing how they are tracked through council's records management and.
Because not every request would require a service request, would it? Like every complaint wouldn't.
No, you've got complaints about a lot.
Yeah, so if they had an overall number, and then if it resulted in a service request, then they'd have a service request number given to them as well.
Yeah, the only
numbers coming out of
these.
Very good.
It's a work in progress.
Any further discussion, councillors? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Clear it. Carry. Okay, 8.10, endorsement of the revised delivery programs 2017-2022 and operational plan for 2020-2021. The recommendation being that council endorse the revised combined delivery program 2017-2022 and the operational plan 2020-2021. Can I have a mover? Councillor Thomas, a seconder.
Yep.
Councillor Crowe. Councillor Thomas, would you like to speak to it?
Yeah, I compliment you on the overview that explained it all and saved a lot of, answered all the questions before they came up. There was one on page 31. Your street lighting's still in there of 162 through to 22-20 crew of 174. It should drop by 75,000 on the completion of the lights. But that's just, you weren't to know when we were going to complete the lighting upgrade when that happened.
We can always
sort that.
There you go.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Just a bit of caution, because usually when you use less energy, the administration charges and the energy charges tend to go up to
if they double in 4 years, we need to. If they were to double in 4 years,
no, I'm just saying,
we would.
The estimate figure would be something not quite the same as the saving. That's
exactly.
Very good. Councillor Crouch, would you like to speak to it?
No, it just sounds like streamlined it a lot and taken a lot of jargon out.
Very good. Very good. Okay, there's any further discussion, councillors?
No.
There's no further discussion. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Okay, section 3, technical services, 8.11, swimming pool contract. Okay, there's a recommendation that Blanshire Council, 1, note that the LNR Group have exercised their 2-year option, and 2, extend this option by an extra year, contract finishing 2023, provided that the CPI clause in the contract is not exercised over the next 3 years. Would you like me to move these separately or together?
I'll move that one.
I don't mind what you do.
Move them together? How does that mean? Together?
I think we do.
Okay,
yeah.
Move them together. Can I have a mover? Councillor McGlynn, seconder? Yeah. Councillor Thomas. Okay, Councillor McGlynn, would you like to speak to?
Look, I think they've done a magnificent job.
Yes.
If anyone remembers what we went through, quite a few years before they came. This has been a piece of cake. And every time, the amount of compliments and that we get on the pool and the tourist benefits that people really do not realise, and other people will come over here. So I think it's a win-win situation. And if they could stay as long as I can in my book.
Councillor Thomas?
No, don't have complaints. They've done a good job.
Great.
And you're on a good thing, stick to it.
Great, excellent.
Fully support what they said with the LNR contractor. However, the concern I have is with your CPI, it is effectively which 2 years you're going to look at, because you know when you're actually implementing that contract. Because what I think we're going to have to be very careful of is because I believe that the CPI will be negative for the next 12 months.
Yeah.
So effectively, if we're actually going to implement a CPI, we're in actual fact going to
get a refund.
So I think what happens is I think we need to look at that particular section of the motion pretty closely.
Yeah.
Okay. Good point, Councillor Lloyd. Okay. Any further discussion, councillors? No. No further discussion. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
No, because my argument, if you put this motion
without
looking at your CPI. The fact that you are actually automatically implementing a negative CPI.
Yeah, well, are we?
I don't know. That's the question I asked.
It's not exercised, is it? The contract is not
exercised. It's not exercised, so we don't. Yeah,
no, it's not a problem. It's not exercised.
It's not a problem, so
it's
not exercised
for the 3 years, so it won't go up.
It won't go up, won't go anywhere.
Provided that it's not exercised.
Well, what I'm saying is. What I'm saying is we don't know. It could be negative for the next 2 years.
Yeah.
Mm. Which means we're not.
Righto, we've got a projection at the moment, but the fact that who's to know what the economy is going to do when we could actually have a negative CPI even for 3 years?
How do we cover that?
That will also affect the fees and charges.
Okay.
So you double the fees and charges. So if he's going to get less on his lease, he's going to be looking for less charges or more charges.
Yeah,
that's right, more charges.
Can we amend it to say we just maintain the current
price?
Stay
the same. We'll already move it.
Regardless of CPI.
What we should, as Councillor Thomas says, we should. As Councillor Thomas says, we should move an amendment.
So you want to move an amendment? Basically, the lease remains the same for the next 3 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The current remainder minimum.
Is not exercised.
So the fact that if there's a negative CPI,
remain the same.
The CPI is not
exercised.
Not exercised.
No, that's right.
That's
so
what it says.
There seems to be a bit of confusion around it. So if we just state that more clearly, perhaps, that the lease will remain the same for the next 3 years.
Yeah.
You happy with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I have a mover for that?
Yeah.
Councillor Lloyd, can I have a seconder for that?
Yeah.
Councillor Thomas. Okay. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare that amendment carried. So So the new recommendation is, one, that the LNR group have exercised their two-year option, and two, that the lease remain the same for the next 3 years. You happy with that?
Yeah.
Okay, put the motion.
Yeah.
All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Carry. Okay, we move to section three, reports for information. Can I have a mover? Councillor Wise, seconded Councillor Thomas. Okay, we'll move through them one by one. 8.12, Economic Development Tourism Monthly Report.
I think it's interesting to note that the travel that I was looking at on the visitors' statistics is, you know, 60 inquiries during the week, you nearly get the same over the weekends. You know, there's only 47, 50 on the Saturday and Sunday, but only about 60 for the whole of the 5 day week. It's interesting.
Any further comments, councillors?
I just thought it's interesting to have the art trail and the things to do and see.
Yes.
Isn't that fantastic?
Things,
yeah.
As opposed to toilets and and accommodation, which are not high on the list at the moment. Which
that's
is good.
I just note the wee valley cafe is called Fat Bob and the Blonde. I hadn't heard of that.
Yeah, it's the first time.
It's great.
It is a bit better than Rakeel. It's got a bit more of a positive. Or is that the same cafe?
It must be.
No, it's a different one.
Oh,
it's
a
different one.
That's
a
different
one.
That's a new cafe.
Oh,
not
the same
cafe.
No, it's
you got Rakeel and then.
Oh, it's a new one.
It's a different one. Different one.
Yeah, it is.
Isn't that great that it's generated enough business to support to.
Okay, we'll move on to 8.13, Community Services Report. Comments, councillors?
It's all been moved.
You happy with that?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. 8.14, Blanchard Library Monthly Update.
No, we have a new little trainee down there and she's enjoying her work.
Oh, great.
Back to Cow Partnership Grant.
Where you going?
Partnering grant on page 139. Is it weird?
Yeah.
You want to explain this a bit?
Blanchard Library has submitted an application for funding for the purpose of engaging the professional services of architect David Scobie to draw up plans for a library outdoor area.
Well, he works here anyway. What the hell are we doing?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the library services coordinator has been looking at the space in the lane.
Oh, I know all that, but wait,
she's got funding.
Before we go there, we actually need to have plans drawn up. So that's what the purpose
but
is.
But I think
that's,
so
then
I thought
we
that's
get
why
plans,
we employ
so
the
lane
to come
here.
I wouldn't know where
he's going. I thought, so, so actually, Mrs. Scobie comes here on a monthly basis, but when he does any work, we have to pay extra.
Well, we don't pay extra. It's fee for service.
It's fee for service. This is addition in addition.
I know. Look, I know exactly. Yeah, I know he does with heritage and whatever.
This additional service that he'll bill for his additional service. Obviously.
Well, we might be able to find a better architect at a better price.
I think Councillor Crowe echoes your comments.
Yeah, I think I
yeah, get the comments as well.
Yeah, yeah, oh well.
I mean, I
don't. $1.5 million $750 theatre. Of course, I echo it.
I just maybe we should be going out and looking. It should be open for any architect that wants to apply. I mean, maybe nobody will. Great.
Yeah.
Okay, Director Bloom, you take those comments on board.
Well, I will.
Okay, very good.
But is this only drawing up plans, or it's not giving an estimate?
Actually, this is effectively, as far as I read this, it's actually only submitted an application for funding to actually draw up the plan. It hasn't committed him to do anything or anybody at this stage. It's actually only a grant application to the Cow Partnering Program.
Is this for the cost of the...
But it's still going to cost us to get him to draw that plan up.
Well, what I'm saying
is... Is this a Cow Partnership going to pay for the upgrade, or are they paying for Mr. Scobie?
They're paying for the plans to be drawn.
They're paying for
and Mr. Scobie's going to do that in our time at $13,000 a year.
No, you're for that separately.
So their our partnership is now seeking to employ Mr. Scobie or to give funding to employ Mr. Cady to draw up plans.
But my
that's the application, yes.
Well,
the application specifically says not David Scobie, or does the application say for an architect to draw up plans? If it says for an architect to draw up plans, it's no commitment to Scobie.
You can get back to us. Councillor Lawrence, you'll have to check and get back to us. Okay.
And I'll add that to my email.
I don't want to throw a map in the car or anything.
There is no... At this stage, it is an application for funding to engage
Mr. Scobie to draw up plans.
Well, I don't. Mr. Scobie is mentioned in this report.
Yep.
He has been spoken to about it.
It's also been mentioned several times that we will not be used on any other project. Well, we've been promised this, and yet he's still on board with all works.
Well, I mean, he can't go wrong drawing up a plan for a bit of an outdoor area. I could do that.
Sure.
We'll go with that.
And I do it for free.
They're not more than stupid.
You get what you pay for.
No further discussions, councillors. That's it. Okay. We'll move on to 8.15, Children's Services Monthly Update. Any comments?
Any,
no, everything's fine. Any questions, councillors, regarding Children's Services Monthly Update?
Only comment I've had is positive feedback with the change of hours.
That's really good.
Definitely.
Good to hear.
We're getting very positive feedback about the whole preschool situation.
Okay, 8.16, Plan Community Care Services Update. Any comments, councillors?
Yes.
Councillor Legley.
Okay. Any upgrades to the HAC Centre or any additional services offered would have to come before council, wouldn't they?
Yes. You're talking two separate things.
Well, yeah, we've talked about upgrades, and we did that in the funding. That was good.
That's good.
Any additional services that were offered would have to come to council to approve, wouldn't they?
Not necessarily.
And it's going to cost money.
If it's not going to be cost neutral, yes, I believe it should be.
Yes, if it's going to be an increasing cost, it should come to us.
Are you talking about a specific service?
No, just generic.
Operational services. It's
going to
increase operational costs.
If it's going to be a drain on the budget, I would expect a report to come to council. Yeah,
because we did have a presentation, and I was not too clear, and it was fantastic. I was thoroughly impressed. I thought it was magnificent, but suddenly we're utilising a whole lot of money that was, I can't believe any former director would have just not utilised all the money to get the best possible services before. I was a little unclear.
Unfortunately, that did occur.
They had all the money and they just left
they
it
didn't
there.
Utilise the budget. No.
Holy smoke.
But any service upgrade, am I correct in this, Mr. John Major? Any services upgrade in the HAC area that's funded externally from the federal government or the state government, it doesn't affect council's expense. It's not a council's expense, then that could probably be done operationally without our authority. But anything that's going to increase council's expenditure would need to come to council.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll move on. No further discussion. We'll move on to 8.17, Assets and Engineering Services Report. Councillor English.
Was it during the week or last week? Everyone would have got an email from Miss Hartley about a residence up in Monash Street.
Oh,
Yes, I did get an email regarding that.
I didn't get any email.
Yeah,
I got one.
That's the state of the property. Is that what we're referring to?
Yeah.
Lawrence Street.
Yeah, it's number
Saturday. And it's. I totally agree with you.
Could we get a report on that, Mr. Engineer?
Well, we're going to be another property.
What's the problem with
the bio?
So it's work in progress, Councillor English.
Yeah.
The engineering department's looking at that.
Yeah.
13 Monash is the pink flats, the pink palace, is it?
No.
It's
a lily colour.
You're heading back towards the slope on the other side.
Where there's the big flats in Monash Street. Down
past. Well, I went to have a look at it.
It's got an old
street. It's messy, but it's not that bad.
Well,
like,
do you want to say? Okay, I'll just ask the engineer to make some comments about this.
No, we're aware of this, and we were calling it long before that email went out. Okay. There's a few problem areas at the back. Woman tends to be a hoarder, but she doesn't live there, so we're trying to talk to her. You can't call her a hoarder, or you'll literally let all the side again. But the main problem we've got involved is is the vegetation at the back and the weeds at the back. So we are pushing on, but we're trying to get her to agree for us to go on site.
Have you got any cats?
Okay. The engineer comments that they're trying to deal with this problem in a polite manner. There are other tools available, but that's not successful. So, yes, Councillor Baker.
Just got a few questions for the engineer. I go to general manager at least the other day for a couple of things needed doing. The tree out at Dunbar Memory hasn't. You haven't looked at that. Have you the pecan tree?
Talimba.
It's Talimba, sorry.
Yeah, I have been out to have a look. I'm not too sure what the outcome was.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Anyway, in the last couple of weeks, I've been from Barmoom and right through out to Dewey's Alley, and we've talked to a lot of ratepayers about the roads, and I suggested that we may be able to just do the potholes and to put all just normal grading off until after harvest.
We decided on that, didn't we?
We haven't as yet.
I think we have determined that it was just
going
to be maintenance.
Anyway, you've got total public support on that.
Yeah.
On that move, because that's what they'd sooner do,
yeah,
rather than grade them and chop them up.
Just for your effort, in the southwest is where the last lot of the flood damage is to be done.
Okay.
So they're still not really, because it's been a few years since we did that. But again, they're aware that it's better to do it after harvest than before harvest.
Okay.
Yeah. But
you're going to be patching it up down the main.
Well, in those areas, you might have to even do a grade just to get it up and running.
They certainly like the potholes to build.
Yes.
Because if it does rain during harvest, it is going to get bigger.
Yeah.
No,
we're
but as far as upgrading with the grading or whatever until after the harvest, they're all very happy to get the potholes
form the gang, so the extra pothole gang.
We actually tried to come up with an extra pothole.
Well, that's pretty good. And just another question. The weeds on the road, we haven't.
We're
not just weeds.
We're trying.
Yeah, I gather that. They're certainly out of control.
Well, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Unfortunately. With the money we've got, we've been digging around.
Doing whatever they can,
Councillor Baker. Yeah, I understand with the crops up
year,
the fence and trying to spray it, it's fraught with danger and whatever, but yeah, there is a lot of things I've grown that I haven't seen for a long while.
So we did remember after one of the forums we did got, we did decide on those mobile units to go around. Remember that? Harvest?
Right.
We're just great with fixing up
just the piles.
Yeah.
The piles.
We've been talking about this with the farmers when we've been bringing up in the last 2 months now. And it's been reinforced here, and we're reinforcing it. Council Beck is reinforcing it. But again, you know, you've got to look at these individual situations. Sometimes the potholes might be too much. It might have a bit more there.
Yeah.
So you do the work that's required. Do the work that's required so they can get in during harvest.
I'll be very happy with that outcome.
During harvest, you do have the ability to close roads, don't you? For example, that year to road that gets, like, all that bulldogs gets on it.
We have closed roads before today. It's usually Williams Crossing.
Yeah.
That's the one that usually closed. Either has been closed in the past.
Yeah, because they come in that back way.
It's all because of bigger corporations strip faster.
And they're leasing us always.
A lot more traffic.
Bigger loads.
And if it's slightly wet or slightly it can be.
And
the problem usually is in the land. The land.
Okay.
Up here you can usually survive.
Councillor Lloyd,
basically I make a comment that during COVID-19 indeed has been I've had positive feedback about the public amenities within the parks and the situation. They've all been actually telling me how reasonable and good they are. The only concern sometimes is the one that Avaline's, they just make a few comments on that I don't get as good. But also during COVID-19 I had a couple of comments that even though the toilets and the public facilities are available, I'm not sure what facilities we're offering in a cleanliness for sometimes for nursing mothers that are travelling and wanting to, to do something. And I think we should possibly look at that.
We'll get a report on that.
I think it's just with this thing and how it's going to go on for a while. I believe that there's a positive for this community. We should be looking at that.
Councillor Thomas?
This is brought up once before, the old service station between the car wash and the True Blue. We did have it cleaned up once before. I'm not sure how that was accomplished, but it's fire hazard again.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, we contact with the owner. We'll look at that again.
Okay. Contact the owner last time. We'll do that again, Councillor Thompson.
The second item was Pine Street. I brought it up last month that... all the edges are breaking away and that, and one small pothole has been filled with the jet blaster. Mm-hmm. And the concern of the complainant is that that's the only repair that's going to be done to it. Has that been looked at? Because that one repair they made, it's just within 2 days all the crushed rock was
disintegrated.
If I believe that they were indicated they're going to look at both the potholes on the edge, and he went there. I think he only did one pothole. You're right. He's going to go back and fix it up.
Okay. He'll be returning, Councillor Tom.
So that was the extent of the repairs.
At that time, yes.
Yeah, okay. Because it definitely needs looking at. There's nothing down either side of the road to justify extending the apron, but there's a house built.
Yeah.
On the left hand side with the wooden fence perhaps curb and guttering.
The Pine Street curb and guttering was put up at council.
Well, that was down the other end.
Yeah.
But it might be need to look to broaden the scope and do it for houses that span up the road.
Personally, I think curb and guttering, the whole area is necessary.
Okay.
But again, this council didn't do any curb and guttering this year at all.
Okay. All right.
So I'll put up again next year, expanded.
So we can see, but if Kevin Gunnery will be on the list.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Any further questions, councillors, regarding the roads? No. Yes, Councillor Baker.
How's our bitumen trial? We've not on that yet in Holland's Land.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, Holland's Land currently is underwater. That's part of the problem.
You
haven't
seen the works on water.
Makes it tough. Yeah.
We have got all the subcontractors lined up. We're just waiting for it to dry up.
Okay. Very good. All right. There's no further discussion. We'll move on to 8.18, Development Services Activity Report, August 2020. So, comments, councillors, questions.
Neil Street, while on new fence and removal of trees, it's just it's only an application at the moment. Where is it? Is that the dog?
Mr. Engineer.
The dog yard, the dog exercising enclosure.
No, that would be Neil
Street. Neil Street, Wylong.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. I don't think
new security fence and removal of trees.
I'll just take a notice and get back to him.
We'll get taken on notice, Councillor Thomas. Okay, and get back to you. Further questions, councillors?
No.
Okay.
There's a few dogs running around without chains if you return 10 to owners.
We've got an item of urgent business in accordance with 9.3 of the Model Code of Meeting Practice. The recommendation that the following report on notification of draft planning agreement be deemed as urgent and therefore dealt with at this meeting. Can I have a mover?
Yeah.
Councillor Thomas, a seconder. Councillor Baker. Okay, there's a recommendation. Oh, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare that carried. So it's an urgent motion. Now we'll move on to the motion itself. Notification of draft planning agreement. Now, there's a recommendation there that council resolve to notify the draft planning agreement provided in attachment A for public inspection for a period of no less than 28 days. Can I have a mover?
I'd like
to.
I meant to recommend it.
Okay. So you've got an amendment, Councillor McGlynn, would you?
The council resolved to notify the draft planning agreement from the current year. I agree with all of that, but I would like to have to, on the condition that we, I don't know, you'll have to word this for me, about the reclamation and the reclaiming of
that.
That
we restore the.
That land.
Restore the restoration of that land.
Yeah.
Rehabilitate.
The rehabilitation
of
that
what,
land.
Yeah, I want to know, before I will agree to any of this, I want to know what the rehabilitation process is for that land.
Through you, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, Mr.
Jim. This DA is an amended DA only for extraction of more material.
Yeah, but that's...
And the thing about restoration is actually covered in the original DA, whatever it was. This agreement then is only brought about because they're taking out more material, they're going to do more damage to the road.
Yeah. Okay.
I agree with that, and that's fine. However, when the new application for the mine expansion went in, which is a similar thing, that was a time when we could bring in a VPA, we could do other things. So this is a chance for us with the new owner to find what the rehabilitation process is.
Mr. Mayor, as the engineer said, council's already approved
that
DA.
Yeah, this is an extension.
One of the conditions of that original DA would be the reclamation of the site.
Well, what is...
this is a separate
yeah,
DA.
Yeah, I know that, but isn't there a
Apparently
I want to see the original. I want to see what the reclamation program is.
We can provide details of
the original process.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Well,
I amended DA to change the original DA.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, Councillor McGlynn, apparently we can't use this DA to change the original DA.
All right. Okay. I'll move this one.
Okay, Councillor Lord.
Can I basically make? Hopefully the thing's moved at this stage. On page 8 within the voluntary planning agreement, I'm inclined to think that this particular project is going to go on for a number of years.
Yeah.
And I believe that calculation of the contribution should be a monetary contribution. I don't have a problem with that, but I think it should be indexed to the IPART amount for rates on a per annum basis, because otherwise it's going to be fixed for X years.
No, not fixed. It's There's a clause saying CPI.
At CPI.
Where is
which could drop it.
Where is
it? Well, yes, yeah. Yes, exactly.
Well, that's a square
what
one, but it might be forever.
What page is the CPI on?
I think it's going to be going for a significant amount of time. So
yeah, I think
that. Probably the next 30 years.
And through you, Mr. Mayor.
The other question with regard to that.
There was an error of the original one. There is actually the old ones coming in.
Because it's simply, my comment is the agreement says per annum. And that's basically, you know, where I am.
I did see the clause.
I'm concerned with regard to the CPI part.
Yeah.
I looked through it and I couldn't see a CPI rise.
Okay, so what exactly are you doing with it? I queried it myself.
So if it goes down, we have to wear that two tone.
I'm not saying it's if he's saying it's a CPI, I'm saying it should be increased according to the IPAT thing, how much they look at our rates.
Tie it
to the rate.
Our rate, which is what 2% is. Instead of CPI
we could do that, Councillor.
Yeah, I think because I couldn't see a CPI clause in this agreement.
Do we need an amendment to that?
No, because it could be a submission.
Okay.
So we'll need to come back.
So we'll need to come back to it. So
that's fine. I just think it should be.
We'll put that as part of the submission.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what do we do? Can we still put more information? So I'll have to come back. Have to come back to council.
Can we just move a resolution that we accept that, providing it includes a rate increase?
That the contributions linked to the rate pegging limit.
That would be my comment.
That council resolve to notify the draft planning agreement provided attachment A for public inspection for a period of no less than 28 days.
With the addition that the annual contribution be linked to the rate pegging limit.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Okay, happy with that. I can have a seconder for that. Councillor Thomas. All right, no further discussion, councillors. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. I declare it carried. Okay, I think that's it for this evening. That's it. So we'll have a mover to close the meeting. Councillor Vega, Councillor English. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Thank you very much, councillors.
And very special congratulations.
Yes, congratulations to Councillor Crowe on being elected Deputy Mayor.
He'll do a wonderful job.
He will. He will do a wonderful job.
Thank you. You've got something to crowd about now, mate.